The Shift Podcast, Perspective and Our Power to Change, invites us to expand our lives by changing the lens we see through. Is something different calling you? Do you ever ask yourself, is this all there is? Or have you forgotten why you're even here? Trish and Diane create insightful and empowering conversations about connecting the self, soul, nature, and community. Navigating life by choice rather than circumstance is how we make the shift to expand our humanity. The shift starts now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Shift Podcast, Perspective and Our Power to Change on the Cornelia Stephanie Media Network and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Trish Campbell, along with my good friend, Diane McClay. And we're here for episode two to talk about harnessing your intuitive superpower. So thank you for, first of all, for choosing to spend the next half hour with us. And we hope to bring you some great insights and share some of our stories. And first, we're going to talk about noticing what's going on around us and some of our societal conditioning around productivity and having to be busy and why our intuition is so important in our lives and to our growth. So, and it might seem counterintuitive to start off by talking about what's going on outside of us, because we're talking about intuition, which is an inner reflection and inner search within. And but it's really sparked from our last podcast where we talked about how noticing what's around us can open the space for the shift to happen and the shift in our perspective. So, and then noticing how so many of us operate on autopilot and, you know, this rush to move from task to task and to always be busy in our day-to-day. So, Diane, how is this? Like, do you agree with that? Like, how is this landing for you?
You know, it totally lands. And I can relate because I'm on vacation right now. I'm actually in Michigan. And so I was in that space of rushing from place to place to hurry up and pack and get everything ready to go. And I'll tell you two quick stories. One, when I was getting ready to go, originally we were going to drive and that plan fell through because there was mechanical problems. So we opted to fly and I hadn't looked where my passport was in a while. And I realized that plan B was hinged upon finding the passport. And so I was kind of in this panic, this frenzy. Where is it? Where was the last time I saw it? How come it's not where I think it is? Oh crap. What happens if I can't get this passport? We have to go to plan C. We've just spent all day planning plan B. And if plan B doesn't work, we're back to driving again. And we've already lost 3 days. So you can imagine kind of the anxiety, the stress, the tension in my body when this one pivotal piece of information was not readily accessible at my fingertips. You can imagine the stories I started telling myself, and you can imagine kind of what that state of mind might be, right?
Right.
And what I realized is the more anxious I got, the less I focus I could have, the less stressed I got, the less I was breathing. And I was looking in the same place twice, 10 times over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of starting to curse at myself. And why didn't I put it in a safe place? And that, you know, this, it just was this momentum, this engine of, you know, not being present.
Right.
And then there was a moment where I literally almost started to cry because I was so stressed out. And then I went, okay, crying's not going to help. It's not going to help me find things. So I took a breath and I slowed down. And in that moment, literally, it was instantaneous. My brain had an image of a bunch of extra envelopes that had been sitting in my office. And I thought, oh, maybe I remember putting it in a manila envelope. Maybe it got stuck in with these other envelopes.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, boom, it was there. So my point to that story real quick is I was so focused on hurrying up and getting to the next plan that I wasn't present enough to really just find the thing I needed for plan B.
Right. And I think that moment of disrupting that momentum is all we need. Like just that pause, that like just all of a sudden we stop and allow that space to come in for, that is exactly what we're talking about when we talk about intuition, is letting our, we have that answer within us already. And you just needed a moment to stop all the external noise and go within, and it came to you. And I feel like through our conditioning of just moving from task to task and our value being placed in how much we produce and how, you know, getting things done all the time, we're so tuning out that internal guidance system that we have inside of us. So it's that, you know, noticing, you know, what's going on around us. You had the self-awareness to say, hey, wait a minute, this isn't serving my, this isn't helping me resolve my issue here. Like right. What can I do differently? And I think that is like where the shift happens in, you know, how we're operating in our day. So I don't know if there's.
And I want to just call out that I think it's really being purposeful and intentional about making that breath happen, that slowdown happen, because, you know, I just went to a wedding, a family wedding, and I've been telling the bride and the groom and the groomsmen and the bridesmaids, everybody who asked to do a speech, I said, you know, remember to breathe. Remember to breathe. And they say, yeah. Oh, I am. And then my joke is, you know, you do realize out is as important as in.
As in,
like,
yeah.
We have a tendency to breathe in, and then we don't actually release the breath and create the space in around our heart and our lungs that we need to.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And it's almost like just like focusing on the breath for a second. Since we're going there, it's the exhale that allows that space. So it's like, we think we, you know, the inhale is what's important, but it's the exhale. It's the release of what we're holding on to open up the space for something new, that new insight to come in. And that's how we tune into our intuition. And I think the other thing, like, because we always have some sort of like nature piece that we bring in to our discussions, because we love nature so much, and nature is always showing us how to be in our being as humans. And I think you had like a story. I don't know if that happened at the airport, but the spider or.
Yeah. So Jacob, if you could roll just the spider pictures real quick. So we got to our hotel, we parked in a parking garage. It was late at night and we were focused on, we're tired, we want to get to our room, blah, blah, blah. And we go out, we start to go out of the man door exit into the open space. And my partner said, whoa, stop. And there was literally a door width wide spider web, and it came down from the top of the door to the middle of my chest. I kid you not. It was like a third of the door. And if I had just been focused on where I was going, not only would I've had spider webs in my face, but a big gigantic spider would have been totally disrupted and probably crawling all over me. So I don't mind spiders, but what was interesting is we took a minute, we slowed down, we ducked underneath the spider web, and then I turned around and I watched him for a little bit. And I was just fascinated at the intricacies of the web. And I noticed where some of the lines of the web had been broken and rewoven. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, right as I was watching him, it was night and a fly had hit the spider web just below him. And he just like darted down, grabbed that fly, took it back up to the center of the web. And there was this moment where I was like, man, that was just, if I had broken that web, not only would I have ruined the spider's meal, but I would have missed something really amazing and beautiful, which is nature reminding me that stuff happens around us mm-hmm. all the time. And that was the moment where I was like, you know, there's all sorts of influences around us and we have to take time to notice them in order to receive the influence. That's
right.
What I got.
Yeah. And that, I know we had another image that we wanted to talk about, and that is, and it's funny that we had talked about incorporating this, an image of a deer. And when I'm, and it happened to me recently, actually, when I was on my walks at the conservation, you know, if you're not noticing what's going on around you, you're going to miss stuff. So, and these, when we see these things, like you, that spider, so it stopped you in your moment and you know, you had that experience. And I feel like these are the things that, it may seem like something small, but it's when we're tuning into those signs from nature that, help us remember to, that we have that, within us as well. And speaking about like the deer, it came up in my field today. I read a little story about a deer, and I'm like, this is why it's in my energy right now. And it's so synchronistic because so resonant, because the deer is representative in Celtic spirituality of our intuition and grace and movement and self-awareness. So all the things we're talking about today. So I find it so interesting that, but yet not that we, you know, that this was in our realm of our scope of conversation around our intuition and again, nature reminding us that we have that guidance system within us, like a deer has. They're so self-aware of their surroundings and reminding us that we have that too, if we choose to tune into it. So,
right. Can I jump in on that real quick? So, you know, you had this intuition to read about a deer, and I'm in a completely different place, and you and I are kind of in sync and in synergy. I was on a Christmas tree farm where the wedding was, and there was a fawn that had gotten mm-hmm. dropped by its mother. That's what the picture is. And it had probably been birthed 3 weeks ago. If you didn't know that it was there, you would never know that it was there. That's the intent. The mother right. purposely leaves the fawn until its legs are strong enough to carry it so it can follow its mom and graze. So to any of our listeners, I just really want to, this is the park ranger in me, and I gotta say it. If you do come across a fawn or a deer and it's by itself and it looks like it's lonely or it looks like it's hurt or it looks like it doesn't have a mom around, really it's important to leave it alone. Because the mom has left it there deliberately on purpose, and the mom knows where it is, and the mom's going to come back to it, right? Mm-hmm. And the other thing too is that we want to keep a respectful distance away from that because we want the mom to come back. We also don't want the fawn to get so used to humans that mm-hmm. it starts approaching humans. So that's just yeah. the park ranger in me. I got to put that out there. Our intuition might that. Be, oh, it's hurt. I have to help it, especially if you're very compassionate people. But nature has a way of having its own rules and its own intuition. Mm-hmm. And the mom wouldn't have left it if it didn't think that it was safe for it to be there. In right. fact, it left it because it believed it to be safe. Right?
Yeah. And that's, I think it's so important that you bring that up because that is just another way. I mean, it's out of respect, but it's respecting the connection that we all have with nature. I mean, we are part of that, of nature. And it's, again, going back to the deer and when I mentioned like grace and movement and the intuition, you know, and the self-awareness around that. And then tying that into how we operate on autopilot, like a deer doesn't have a Google Maps to say, where do I go next? Or you know, an app to say, like, you know, how do I fix this issue or whatever. The deer just knows there's that natural intelligence around that. And if we can focus on moving away from being on this autopilot all the time and allowing that space for a presence, because I think being on autopilot and rushing from task to task is always an indicator that we are asleep versus awake. And a component of awakening is tuning into our intuition. And like we have had so many opportunities, especially in this last year, if we weren't already on that path to stop and, you know, intentionally take pause and connect with ourselves and utilizing that guidance system we have inside of us, we've been given that opportunity. And something I was thinking about earlier today, I mean, we're on the other side of this pandemic and, we're now, you know, everyone's like rushing to return to some sort of normalcy, but normal really wasn't normal before. And it's like, do we really want to take, like, now that we've survived this? I mean, this is something like historically it doesn't happen that often. And do we really want to then go backwards, or do we want to take the time that we use to pause and if we utilize that time and not resist, to then okay, take those learnings and move forward. And that's where like the intuition comes in, because we're so conditioned to like with material values in our patriarchal system. So our value is drawn by how much we're making, how much we're producing, how much we have, versus the intrinsic values that is our inherent natural inclination to do something. So that's why I felt like, talking about using our intuition as our superpower, it's like something that we often collectively tune out. And I think it's so important. And now there's the space for that. Now people are more open to our humanity and what the superpowers of our humanity, whether it's our imperfection or our intuition. And I don't know if there's anything else you want to add to that, but...
Well, I was a word nerd and I forgot to look up the origin of intuition, but the metaphor that comes to my mind when you talk about that, I think about, kids these days that have digital music, maybe this doesn't mean something to them, but anybody who grew up in a car with an AM FM stereo, you're my kind of people. So you're going on a road trip and you have this great tune that's on, the station is coming in strong, it's loud, there's no static, there's no noise. And the farther you get away from that station, you notice that you kind of start kind of listening a little bit harder. Maybe you mess with the dial to try to find a little bit better way the station tunes in. I think that's kind of intuition. At first, you know, for some of us, it might be really obvious and upfront, but really for a lot of us, it's about turning that dial. And it's about, first of all, it's getting rid of the static, getting mm-hmm. rid of the extra noise, getting rid of anything that's interfering with what we're trying to hear or do. And then the second step is actually tuning in, like being focused. Even if that music was faint, you're still listening more intently because it's faint. So I think step one is like slowing down and breathing. Step two is creating awareness. Step three is asking yourself if there's noise or something interfering and how do I remove that? And then step four is what do I notice in that space that we create? You want to jump in on that or agree?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, I love how you lay it out in steps like that so quickly. That's one of your superpowers. And I think that, yeah, like it is about tuning out all of the external. And so often, and why I feel like this is important, and I know we're going to end up talking about this again, but I mean, and this is the way that I'm living my life is like intuitively. So it's, we've been so... conditioned, and I keep going to conditioning, and it's like this time is about unconditioning, unlearning those things that we thought were the way, and it's like they that brought us further away from who we are, from the truth of who we are, and coming back to the truth of who we are, which is inside of us already, and tuning out all of that external, and not just brushing off that internal feeling that we have as, oh, it's just like, you know, whatever. It's like, you know, we say, oh, I have a gut feeling. Well, that is sometimes our intuition. That is our intuition. Sometimes it's our fear. And there's a sort of discernment there to see what, you know, what is actually going on. But that is like also part of it is tuning. We've been so conditioned that we're not allowed to feel. We're not allowed to feel, to emote feelings, to express feelings. So like, therefore we can't feel it either, because then somebody's going to see us feeling, witness us feeling. And so I feel like now, and I feel a lot, I mean, I feel like I'm feeling my way through life. And that is what harnessing your intuitive superpower is, because we have the answers are inside of us already. And it's because we've been ignoring that, and we think we need to get it from outside of us, and we don't. It's right inside of us. We just need to, again, come back to the pause, quiet the space, open the space for that to rise up into our consciousness. Because if we don't create that space, if we just keep jumping from task to task on autopilot, like, I mean, we just continue to do what we've always done. And I don't know about you, but I'm here to evolve.
Well, I am too. And my goal is to be a better version of myself today than I was yesterday.
Exactly.
And bringing it back to the spider web, almost walking into the spider web. It's not even just so much that I would have gotten spider web on my face, right? It's that I would have missed that opportunity to see something beautiful, to mm-hmm. observe something that I don't normally get to see.
Right.
I have to, when I go hiking with my partner, I have to have slow down and take pictures of things, tokens. Like, okay, mm-hmm. I've got 5 tokens in my pocket, so now I have 5 things I can video. Because we hike differently. You know, one of us likes to, you know, hike to the top of the mountain and hurry up and get there and hurry up and get back. And one of us likes to be like, ooh, there's a banana slug on the middle of the trail. I'd really mm-hmm. like to watch that for 5 minutes kind of thing.
Right.
So we have a balance, right? But I think that when there's too often that we miss something, and I love the concept of, I like asking the question, if I wasn't moving so fast or if I wasn't so focused on the outcome, mm-hmm. what could happen? What would I see? What would I experience?
Yeah. And I love that question. And I think I have always been one to not ask like too many questions. And now I'm, you know, trying to ask the questions, because that's how we learn, even about ourselves, ask ourselves the questions. And it's not about trying to get to the answer, but go through the process, that inquiry or whatever that process looks like. And it reminds me again, like, I love how this is all centering around nature, of this concept Marianne Williamson talks about, the natural intelligence of all beings, of all living things. And like, the acorn does not need to do anything to become the mighty oak. It just becomes, right. It just, there's this natural intelligence, and, or the bud of a flower doesn't need to do anything to blossom. It just blossoms. And that is the same, I would call it programming, but divine programming within us, because we are part of that, all of that divinity, and connected to all living things. So it's interesting how we think we have to go outside of ourselves to get to the answer the quickest. And it's sometimes just in, you know, on those hikes, stopping for a moment. And I don't know about you, but like, when I'm in nature, that is when I, like, all the downloads come, like all the insight comes, all of the aha moments come. And in those times when I'm in nature and I'm surrounded by all of this breathing of life around me. So, and I'm not saying that this process of like tuning into our intuition is something that's supposed to be easy. It's not always easy. And it's like, you know, like I said before, there's a sort of discernment around what's that feeling we're feeling. But I believe our soul knows why we came here and what we're here to do and our purpose. And that's because I've lived the experience I have, and I've chosen to tune into my intuition as a guidance system. Because looking externally for myself, it took me to the wrong place, and maybe not the wrong place, but it took me, I feel like, out of alignment with who I am. And
right.
I feel like the more we can, lean into that intuitive sense, even if it feels uncomfortable at first, like, it's just like a muscle. The more we use it, the stronger it gets.
Right. And I want to ask you a question. You are a Reiki master teacher. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask this. I totally get leaning in, and I totally embrace the concept of choosing to listen to our intuition. Choice is an important thing for me. But real quick, how would someone be able to determine that their intuition is showing up if they're not really used to looking for it? What would be a sign in their body, or what would be kind of like, oh, there it is?
Mm-hmm. I think it might feel different for everybody, but like, it's a feeling. So we feel things differently, but inherently we know, and we just know. And I guess it comes with practice, because you can tune it out and then say, oh yeah, 6 months ago when I did this and I had that feeling, I should have listened to that guidance, but I ignored it, and look what happened. So sometimes it's trial and error. Sometimes you just know, and sometimes like it's about really being honest with yourself and understanding, is this because I'm just afraid to do something? If it's saying like, don't do this or do this, or, you know, and it's daring to go in there and just feel your way through it. That's what intuition is feeling. And it's your soul communicating with you what are the next steps. And interesting, like with Reiki, that pause alone allows like for clarity to come in. But just think, like with my clients, sometimes just, you know, they'll say, what can I expect? And I'll be like, well, it's different for everybody, but sometimes just laying on the table for an hour is all they really needed. But because sometimes we don't even give ourselves that. And I feel like that is, you know, is something, I mean, there's something to be said about that, to allow that space, but it also, the process of Reiki also brings clarity, because it's clearing up all that energy that we're storing in our bodies that cloud up our intuition and cloud up our senses and just our physical body in general. So,
right.
Yeah.
What I'm getting from that is just the pause creates clarity.
Yes.
And you said, and I want to just call this out real quick, that sometimes it's trial and error. And I really want to encourage our listeners that if you've ever had a moment where you say right after you did something or said something, your body or your brain says, ooh, should have done that. That's actually your intuition. It's just showing up in hindsight.
Right.
So rather than being mean to yourself or chastising, basically say, okay, I hear you now, intuition. Thanks for showing up. Would have been nice if you showed up a couple seconds earlier before I said or did that. But basically it's kind of like going back to that same radio station. Okay, here's an instance where this thing showed up after the fact. Now I'm aware, and now I'm going to look for it and use it in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. I think the other thing, I know we don't have that much time left, and I want to like just get across that, like tuning into our intuition, it's not something that we need to be afraid of. And it's like, again, our conditioning kind of says, oh, you know, that's just, you know, it doesn't work for me, but it does. I mean, we all have that within us already. So we all have the answers within us. We've talked about that before. So, you know, and then, so why do you need like a coach, for example? Well, sometimes we can't see it all. So we need somebody to help fill in the gaps, but all of what we need for ourselves, for our healing, for our growth, and everything is already within us if we allow ourselves to tune into it and to use that in our everyday.
Absolutely. Well, if people wanted to connect with you and your Reiki Master Coaching, how could they do that? And then I'll tell them how they can connect with me if they want a little bit more guidance on connecting to their inner guidance system with intuition or working through choice and courage to make positive choice.
Yeah, you can find me on my website, www.invibe.ca. There's all my contact info is there. I'm on Instagram regularly, sometimes Facebook. And please feel free to reach out. And if you need help connecting those dots, filling in the gaps, and please tell everyone where everyone can reach you, Diane, too.
Right. That's what we're here for. We're here to help you fill in the gaps, create the clarity, and connect the dots. People can find me at DianeMcClay.com. And please, our call out to you guys today is if you like this conversation, go to each of our YouTube channels. Please subscribe because you can get more of our episodes that have been archived there. We are trying to get to a point where we get individualized URLs. So we need 100 people to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Trish, last words, close us out because here we are once again.
I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners. We are doing this together, and I just feel like there's so many things we have up, you know, upcoming that we can share with you. And just keep tuning in.
Tune in every first and third Friday. That's vacation break. First and third Friday at 12:30 Pacific time, 3:30 Eastern time on Transformation Talk Radio to listen to The Shift. I'm Diane McClay, your co-host with Trish Campbell. The Shift starts now. Let's do this together.
Thank you for listening to The Shift podcast, where perspective and our power to change intersect. Slowing down to look at things from a different angle is necessary to affect positive change. You hold the power to transform yourself and your life. It is already inside you, and it's within reach. Clarity comes from awareness. Momentum comes from choice. Healing, growth, and transformation happen on The Shift podcast, the first and third Fridays at 12:30 p.m. Pacific. For more information, go to invibe.ca or DianeMcClay.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.